KFIZ News Time, 1010, coming up on 1011 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the EarTech Heating Studios. Thanks for joining us here on KFIZ for this Monday edition of the show. It's March 22nd of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. And as we kick off hour number three of the program this morning, we are going to have our monthly chat with the folks at the Fond du Lac Salvation Army. Once a month, they join us on the airwaves to update you, the listeners, on what was going on in the Salvation Army Corps here in Fond du Lac and some of the services they're providing our community. And Crystal Ogden, the Social Services Manager, joins us here on the program to keep us up to date here this morning. Crystal, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, Spencer?
Doing great for a Monday. Thanks for joining us. Wish the sun was out like it was this weekend, but
I know.
It's springtime in Wisconsin, so we got the clouds and the rain and still got some chances of that white stuff in the forecast, it sounds
like. Oh, man. So I feel like we're always guaranteed at least one at the end of March or April.
So. Yes. Just because spring has officially begun does not mean we are out of the woods, as we know. But thanks for joining us, as always. I know one of the things we're going to talk about today is the warming shelter. The warming shelter is, of course, now closed for the season. But another year of providing an important resource to those who need it in our community. And it's been a year where, you know, we didn't have a ton of extreme cold weather, but there's still obviously that need is with us each winter season, regardless of what the weather is like, right?
Right. Just quick, though, it hasn't quite closed yet.
That's
so
right.
It's going to be closed in about a week and a half. But we're coming up on the end of it, and there's just so much to be grateful for, and we're not, the work is not quite done yet.
Yep, that's my mistake. It's usually April 1, March 31st time, correct? It usually closes?
Yes, yep, that's correct.
Very good.
So March 31st will be our last night open.
So just tell us how things went this year. I know you had a lot of generous folks, as always, who stopped by and volunteered or made meals for the warming shelter this year, correct?
Yeah. So, you know, this year was just such an uncertain year for everybody, and we were kind of concerned going into this season months ago that, you know, concerned about COVID outbreaks, concerned about not getting enough, you know, staff or volunteers to come help us out in terms of meals being served, how that would look. But, you know, everything just worked out really well, and we were able to have almost every single day covered in meals with volunteers from the community coming in to serve, and our, you know, staff has done an excellent job in maintaining the shelter, keeping it running, keeping everybody safe as much as possible, and it has just been a very eye-opening experience for me, as this was my first season going through in this position. So we're just so very, very grateful. And we just finished the Help for the Homeless drive, and that was also extremely successful. So, you know, people around the community might have seen boxes at different businesses or churches or things like that. And, again, the community, this community is just so generous.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. So, yeah, it was a very, very good season. You know, we had probably over 100 clients all together. You know, some only stay for a night, some stay for a few weeks, some stay for the duration of the shelter time. But as of right now, we're down to about 10 clients left that haven't moved on, got housing or things like that. So we're, you know, all things considered, we've done pretty well.
Yeah, and like you said, with such an uncertain year, with how things had to change because of the pandemic, and, you know, you have to keep that in mind too while you're keeping the people safe from not only the cold temperatures, the extreme cold that can happen, giving them a place to stay, but also mm-hmm. making sure that they're safe from spreading the coronavirus too. That had to be quite an undertaking. You can't just, you know, open up the doors, hey, everybody, come on in, gather together. There has to be certain things put in place, right?
Exactly, yes. And, you know, between the staff screening clients every night and just some of the different measures that we took to keep everything safe. We were so blessed, knock on wood, to not have any outbreak in our shelter this year. So that's wonderful, too.
And I know, Crystal, something that we were sent some info about, just to kind of recap the year that was with the warming shelter as it prepares to close down here for 2021, I know there's a connection made with one of our local churches and the library, too, to kind of keep people in warm places and places to go and give them places to go throughout the day, too, when the shelter mm-hmm. is closed, too. There was that neat partnership that popped up about a month or so ago, too, correct?
Yeah, that was, probably maybe a month or two into the shelter season. We all kind of came together, all the different organizations, and tried to brainstorm that. And Holy Family Catholic Church did come forward and was able to make that space happen. And through our partnership, you know, we've been able to connect clients with resources. So the same clients that use our warming shelter utilize that outreach center, St. Mary's Outreach Center. And, you know, we work together to try to connect people with resources and housing help and things like that. So that has also been extremely successful this year. That's something that we learned maybe didn't happen as much in the past, and even just not necessarily just the need for warmth, but also the need for services and resources. So that was fulfilled also.
And you go back to the, you know, collaborative, that's the word I'm looking for, spirit of this community, you know, able to come together and find solutions to problems. As they say, there's, you know, nothing, you know, the community can't do when people work together. And that's just another example right there, too.
Exactly. And not just, you know, with the warming shelter, but with all of our programs, we've just been so blessed in this past year to have, and I mean, even before that, but especially this year with the uncertainty, the staff, volunteers, community members, everybody who contributes to our ability to continue to serve has just stood behind us and supported us in our mission. And it's been incredible.
Very good. Crystal, I know you wanted to put a plug out. There's an Easter brunch coming up too, correct?
Yeah, so our majors here are hosting a brunch on Easter Sunday at the Core at 10:30 in the morning. So that was something that Major John wanted me to share with you guys.
And if people want more information on that, where's the best place they can go to find out more information on that Easter brunch or anything we talked about this morning?
Sure, they can call our office at 920-923-8220. Otherwise, we do post updates pretty frequently on our Facebook page, the Salvation Army of Fond du Lac.
Very good, Crystal. Thanks for joining us as always. Have a great day.
You too, Spencer. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks, Crystal Ogden, joining us from the Salvation Army here on KFIZ as we talk about a recap of the warming shelter season. Again, apologize for my error there. Warming shelter's still open through the end of the month, but recapping the season that was, some of the partnerships and support and donations they received, also that Easter brunch coming up. If you want more information, check out Salvation Army Facebook page, website, and we'll keep you posted here on more events and services they have coming.